Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio. We are a growing community striving to bring you New Age and holistic practitioners, news, resources, and trending information from across the community. We welcome your feedback and suggestions for future programming, and yes, we do take questions on the air. Please visit us for free at newageguild.com to find a practitioner and what's happening in your community and beyond. And please don't forget to follow our program before the end of the broadcast. So sit back, enjoy the show, and welcome to our many guests and our wonderful listeners.
My goodness, good morning and happy Saturday. It is always exciting to be here with everybody on Spirit Talk Radio. I am Angel, your hostess, every Saturday morning with our different guests. And I'm so excited to have someone who's never been on our show before. I want to make sure I say her name correctly. I've been practicing it all week. It's Anachara. Is it
Anna Chiara? Yeah.
Anna Chiara. Okay.
Anna Chiara. Yes, that's Italian. Anna Chiara.
Very, very exotic, beautiful name. I've been like saying it to myself, trying to make sure I get it right, and I didn't.
Thank you.
And she is a spiritual counselor, intuitive consultant, and she does angel touch healing sessions, three really cool offerings. So say hello to everybody and tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yes. So first of all, thank you, everybody, for being here and listening to this interview. I'm very excited about that. And I was born with great psychic abilities, and since I can remember, I communicated with angels. In fact, one of my very first memories, I must have been probably 3-4 years old, and something unpleasant was happening. I had a violent upbringing in an abusive family, and one of my first memories is of me, something bad was happening in the house, and I remember this beautiful being of light being over me and calming me down, and that was my guardian angel, one of my guardian
wow.
angels. Yes, and that was, very reassuring for me, because there were times, when something violent happens, children get disoriented and confused, and having this kind of experiences is very, very comforting and reassuring. So since I can remember, I had contacts with angels and beings of light, and when I was in my mid-20s, I was working in the fashion field in Italy, but that was really not my calling, and things started to happen, and finally I was really steered into what is my true path, which is healing. And so I set up my career as a healer, and I've been doing energy healing for about 12 years in Italy. And then I came to Canada when I was already 40, so a bit later in life. And when I came to Canada, although I had been working for many years as a healer, my contacts with angels, they just went to the next level. It was like communication opened up to a much wider and deeper level. And that was very, very beautiful, interesting for me. And at the same time, I got married here in Canada. I was married for a few years and everything was fine. And then things started to go bad in my marriage. And I started to go, down a negative spiral. When you're really not doing well in a relationship, you start to beat yourself up, to go to criticism, self-criticism, and negative emotions. And that was a very turning point in my life, because I said to myself, well, I want to be a coach to myself. I want to be a best friend to myself, and I don't want to have a separation like I heard from many of my clients and people around me over the years, you know, where people basically are really mean one to the other and bad things happen and you get depressed. And I just didn't want such an experience. I wanted to remain on the side of love. And so I started praying with the archangels and the angels, and it was beautiful because they guided me to become my best friend, to correct my inner talk, which is so, so very important. And many times we are not really aware of the way we are treating ourselves. And if somebody else would dare treat us like that, that person would not be our friend any longer. But we do say to ourselves, you know, things that are really unfriendly, to say the least. Mm. And so, go ahead.
That was really interesting. You said that, I don't know if I heard you right, you know, like sometimes we're not even our own best friend. That's just like the energy that we bring to ourselves by our own hand can be sometimes not the friendliest energy.
Yes, indeed, that is the case. And, you know, it's not that we do that on purpose. It's not that somebody wakes up in the morning and says, you know, let's see how I can really mess myself up today and really be mean to myself. No, that's not the way. But along the way, we all inherit negative beliefs, you know, and so often people think they are not enough. Maybe you're not good enough. You're not kind enough. You're not smart enough. You are not ... you fill in the blank, you know, the blank. But, you know, so many times within ourselves, we carry this belief that we are not enough, we are not lovable, we are not good. And those beliefs that generally come from, you know, adult figures in our life when we grow up, and we don't have our sense of discernment yet developed, so we just soak it in like little sponges, literally. And then those negative comments stay within us, and they can really mess us up and really do harm within ourselves. This is what I mean when I mean often we're really not our best friends, because those things can just, you know, play havoc in our reality. And again, it's subconsciously. It's not that most of times we're not even aware that we are saying to ourselves, oh, you're so clumsy. Maybe you heard your mom saying that to you, you know, for years, and now you have that inner voice that's going on within yourself on automatic pilot. You know,
and so
you know, I decided, like, maybe we are very supportive of somebody else, but not always as supportive of ourselves. This is what I've seen very often in my practice during the years, and I really saw that in myself too while I was going through my separation. And right there, I said, no, this is going to change. This is going to change. And it did change. It was actually amazing because the angels guided me. And at the time, I had no name for what was going on, because it was happening to me. And I was just trying to cope as best as I could with my own difficulty. And then it became eventually what is now called the Befriend Method, which I now teach to others too. So basically, basically the angels taught me how to get to not only be my best friend, but to really meet my true best friend, which is everybody's best friend, which is our true self. This is called the inner self, your true self, authentic self, or your higher self. It is God within, really. And its essence is pure unconditional love. Now, that's the essence of the divine. That's really the divine source within. Now, when we learn how to connect at will, on purpose, to that part of ourselves, which is really the highest part in us, and then let its unconditional love, you know, enwrap and fold and heal everything in us, miracles happen. It's like you clear your vibration more and more and more and more, and all those dark spots that were those negative beliefs or negative feelings we had or have, you know, and instead you let this beautiful unconditional love do the job. It's amazing. It's you know, you just get to feel the joy and the peace that's always there within us. It's just bad events, bad things, and you know, the way we go through life, and maybe we see something that we don't like and we go to the negative. We have to deal with somebody we don't like, we go to the negative. In time, all these things create kind of like a darkness. They shadow our brightness, which is natural. And with this method, what you do is you learn how to dissolve all fears, all shadows, all blockages, you know, and get your power back. And so all my work, all that I do with spiritual consulting, spiritual readings, through my books and through this program, the Befriend Method, is really teaching others how to empower themselves, because that was my journey first of all. You know, like I was really disempowered in the way I was brought up, and I coped with what happened in my life. But then I eventually, through spiritual help, I recovered and I healed myself and I got all my power back, and I feel amazing. And I know that the source of love, the source of truly of everything that's good in life, is within. When you find a way back to your core, then you can, you know, go through life all in a different way.
Beautiful. And, you know, you have a lot of really great information on your website, and the Befriend Method seems to be kind of like your signature process, and it feels like this is what has come to you through the work, as you said, and working with the angels. And are you do you feel like you're driven by a passion to spread this process across the community to give other people access to the same technology?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In fact, recently I have created an online course, so you can just learn the Befriend Method by just purchasing the online course, which is over 3.5 hours long, and it has, you know, several processes. It guides you step by step. It tells exactly, you know, how to do it, what to do, and everything. And I do teach it one-on-one too. And now I am setting up my first workshop that will happen in Toronto.
Ooh.
Because I'm very, very excited, you know, because the people that I've been teaching this one-on-one and the people who purchased the course, they said the course is great and they're having wonderful results. They really see how deep this tool is. And the beauty, you know, the beauty of this is that I call it a spiritual self-help tool, because you can do it yourself. You just need to learn how it works, and then you apply it yourself. And this is very empowering, and that's what I love about it.
Wow. So for someone, it's more than just a process of connecting to get messages. It feels like you're connecting to really release stuff and let go of negativity, let go of blocks, let go of icky things that have been kind of attached to you and following you around all your life, so you can be free to be joyous.
Yes.
That's what it looks like as
exactly.
I'm, you know, looking at the information.
Yes. In fact, the wonderful thing is that, you know, when people apply the method, they are, you know, flabbergasted. They're like, oh my God, this is so powerful, because how it works is that through the connection with your higher self, you really literally surrender what's blocking you, what's hindering you from being the joyous, peaceful, wonderful, loving being that you truly are. Because we are love, you know, and you really get to feel this experientially with the method. Say that a negative emotion comes up, you connect to your higher self, and then you don't do anything. You just allow your higher self to bring love to that part, and there are steps and ways to do that. And you use the breathing too. It is it is easy. You just need to learn it. You know, like when you start to drive, you at the beginning, you're like, oh my God, how do I put all this together? And then after a few times, you don't even think where the gear is, where is the steering wheel. You just go. You can even think about something else, you know. And so, yeah, that's very powerful. And two things happen. Yes, you receive more messages because your awareness is going to increase a lot. Because I tell you, when you get in touch with the joy of your true being, you won't stand being in negative situations any longer. Because that's so beautiful that you just want to be in that peaceful state, in that joyful
wow.
state, in that love that, you know, embraces you. And so your awareness is going to increase. When your awareness increases, your intuition opens up to another level. That's
wow.
very powerful. Yes. And at the same time, you clean up whatever happened to you in the past, what blockages you have, what negative beliefs. And please don't worry. You don't have to relive all the bad stuff you had to live through in your past, you know. I actually talk in the Befriend method of core beliefs. What I mean is that maybe at a certain point you form, just as an example, you form a belief that, I don't know, women are bad. Let's say you're a man and you think, oh, women are really bad. From that belief, other beliefs stem out. Maybe you think, oh, then I can't trust women. Oh, no, I can never be happy with a woman, and so on and so forth. And, of course, you can flip it around and say man or say anything else, right?
Right. That's
just
right,
an
exactly.
example. Exactly. It's not true anyways. It's just an example, of what we believe it's true. We believe to be true, but it's not necessarily true. Most of the time, it's not. And so you have this belief. And so now you don't need to work consciously discover, find out all the beliefs and attached to this core belief. It happens naturally because with the Befriend method, another thing I really love is that we don't need to overanalyze things. We don't need to, you know, overthink and just get so rational and intellectualize everything. It just gets done for us because our highest self is the divine within, which is omniscient. It knows everything at any time.
Knows anything at
yes.
any time.
Yes.
Wow.
So you access your divine wisdom. At a conscious level, we don't know so many things. We don't understand so many connections and interconnections, but our divine self does always. So when we open up and surrender and let that part of us do the work for us, it's unbelievable. It's just, I have no words. Literally, I have no words. I think it's just beautiful to experience.
That sounds amazing. And you have a lot of people that would like to interact with me. A lot of people are on the phone. So I wanted to ask a question here before we started talking to people. I wanted to, you know, it sounds really powerful, you know, outside of just connecting with somebody that's going to talk to me and, you know, give me some answers to questions and help me kind of dig and do
exactly.
the work that a spiritual reader does. This is like full on internal kind of psychic psychology. You know,
it's true.
Sitting
yeah.
down on the couch and really digging
yeah.
in and getting to the nitty gritty of who and what has kept us from achieving our ultimate, whatever that may be, which
yes.
sounds like powerful work to do. That sounds really cool. And this
yeah.
is you discovered this through your own work with yourself. You're saying.
Yes, I was my first student, I tell you. And at the beginning, I didn't call it a method. I didn't have an idea for a while that it was going to serve other people too, you know. At the beginning, it was just me dealing with separation and you know, like, oh, my God, how am I going to do? I have this husband and he had three kids, which I still love very, very much. And so for me, the idea, you know, oh, my God, I have to leave him, the kids, the house. It was like, whoa, just very overwhelming. I didn't know where to start from. I felt really down. I felt really I don't know, am I going to be capable to deal with all this situation? Because that's so heartbreaking for me. And I turned to prayer because that was the only thing I could do, you know, and I just asked the angels, I don't want to go through a bad separation. I want to stay on the side of love. Can you please show me how? And I was very insistent in my prayers because I was really suffering a lot, I guess. And that's what came true. And you know, one thing that I want to share with you and your wonderful listeners is this, that very often we experience an emotion and that emotion is so intense, and especially the negative ones, because for God's sake, when you experiment, when you're living a very pleasant, positive emotion, just go ahead. You don't want to touch or mess up with that, right? But when it's negative, what we do is we tend to push away because we don't want to feel bad. So,
yeah.
Right? We yeah. push against it. But the point is, in the very act of pushing against that bad emotion, the negative emotion, we create an opposite force that keeps the same negative emotion we want to avoid in place. And the more we resist, the more that has to push back and grows. It grows, it grows. And so, you know, that's charge, which is really destructive, is within us until we finally open up and release it. But if we don't know what to stand on while we are releasing it, chances are we keep pushing against it. Because it's fair, it is overwhelming, you know, like when it's maybe a big frustration or maybe a feeling of rage or maybe a very, very big fear. While when you know that you have a best friend, you know, your divine self within you that can take charge of everything for you, and it's there always for you, as you can just relax. And when you do, you will be like, oh my God, I avoided feeling this for years, and it's already done, it's already gone. That's ridiculous.
Yes, yes. and then it's not in the way. And all of a sudden,
yes.
It's like your wounds are healed, and you can now move forward. Oh my God, what to do, right? What to do?
Indeed.
I don't have this crutch of negativity and bad feelings to hang on to. What do I
exactly.
do?
Exactly. Yeah.
There's lots to do. So you have some callers, and I'm, you know, what I can invite people to do, you know, it's really cool to have an opportunity to engage with someone that has, you know, such wonderful gifts. And I would encourage you to, you know, ask her questions about her process, if you believe her process might work for you. But giving readings or answering questions over the radio can be difficult. So if you do, if Anna's open to it, I actually haven't asked her if she's open to it. she's open to, you know, answering questions for you. The one thing that I would ask you, one question, please, and be specific. No generalities and things of that nature, because as I said on the radio, it can be difficult and very quickly. So that we can, you know, give everyone an opportunity to engage and really experience what she has to offer. If you feel like you need more time, I'm going to give her an opportunity. What's your website? How can people get in touch with you if they wanted to work with you? Because this sounds really very exciting and very, very, very supportive and yummy, as I like to say.
Yeah.
Like it's food, right?
Thank you. Yeah, it is. They can get in touch through my website, which is annachiarasimonetti.com, I guess, because that's an Italian name. Maybe it's better if they see it from the computer, how it is spelled, and just send me an email from there for sure. They can go to the contact page.
Awesome. And you can see her name right here on the radio page. So you can see how it's spelled. So you can get it
yes.
right. I'm going to take on a caller and see what we got going on here. Good morning. Thank you for calling in. Who are we speaking to?
Good morning. This is Tina from New Jersey.
Hi, Tina.
You are amazing. Oh, my God. I love how the spirit works. I've been listening to Neville Goddard, and I've been doing the Prunish Years of Revision. So this is like all in the same thing. I wanted to ask about a relationship with my boyfriend, Christian.
Yes.
Yes. So what did you pick? And the spirit, yeah, about us going forward with the spirit, see for us going forward.
You know what? I have a little trouble hearing you. You're cutting off. Can you please repeat the question? You said you have a question.
Oh, okay.
I wanted to ask about my relationship with my boyfriend, Christian. What did spirit pick up at?
Yes, what do you want to know exactly about your relationship?
Yes, what does spirit see for us in the future?
Are you going through a personal crisis in this moment?
No.
Is this person going through a crisis in this moment? It doesn't need to be something bad. You know what I mean by crisis is just an opportunity of growing. So maybe you are, you are opening up to new ideas, new concepts.
Oh, yes, I'm growing, yes.
Yes, okay, I can feel that. That's very beautiful. So my suggestion is engage him in this, like engage the other person with what's going on within you, because that's going to elevate the relationship. And often what happens is that in a relationship, when we are going through change for some time, maybe we tend to keep it to ourselves. And sometimes the other person feels like kind of we are drifting away. While I feel that if you share, it's going to be very, very engaging for both of you and very nourishing, very rich, in, especially nourishing to their relationship.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's very important.
Awesome, awesome. So.
Yeah. Sorry, I had the trouble hearing her properly.
That's okay. So the question I would ask you is, doesn't it feel like what is specifically that you're looking to know about the question about the relationship? If there's something more that you want to know than that, because what she's giving you is information about how to engage this person kind of more so that the relationship
moving forward
to move forward in the direction that you want it to move forward in. That's what it feels like. Does that make more sense?
Yes.
Yeah, I thought you guys were doing I know that. I'm a teacher.
Okay.
I understand from an intellectual point of view. I thought that you guys were doing reading. So, I thought it was a reading show. So that's why I was asking what your spirit
picked up. That's the information that she got for you. So that was the information that she got for you from her perspective. So, and that's what I was saying. Okay?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, awesome. Thank you.
You're
Have a
welcome.
Wonderful morning.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Uh-huh. So one of the things I wanted to ask you, you do readings, I do readings, and you connect with people. And when you're giving readings from spirit, which is can be a little different from like doing tarot readings and things with tools, is we don't control the information that comes to us. We get to give the information that comes from spirit. And sometimes it doesn't come in the way that people may want to hear it. Do you run into that when you're working with people?
Yes, absolutely. And yes, of course, what's important when we give a reading is that we get out of the way and just let the information that will benefit people come through us. And like in this case, like the question was very broad, right? Like what you see coming, it's very, very broad. And what I felt is that this person is growing, and when we grow, it's very important to do our best to open up and allow our partner to be part of what's going on for us. This is very, very often, like, we just keep that for ourselves, what's going on, the new things, the things that we are considering and the way we are changing. And then all of a sudden you say, oh, my God, I woke up this morning and I was asking myself, who's the man in my bed? But communication is very, very important. So the message that just came through was for this lady was to to deepen the communication with her partner, and this will help a lot with the relationship. And yes, we don't control what comes. And before any reading, I don't know if you do it too, probably you do, but I always pray that I can be a clear channel, an open channel, and that the information will benefit the person. And yes, sometimes you're so right. Sometimes what comes is not what we want necessarily to hear, but life gives us what we need, much more of what we want, right? So sometimes it coincides, it's the same thing and we love it, but other times it's not. Like, you know, like I didn't consciously want my separation, but what came from there, like the gifts, were so amazing. And I guess I needed that. Not what I wanted consciously, but I needed that for my growth.
Yeah.
That
makes perfect sense. And what you said was, I liked it. I've been hearing that since I was a little girl in church. You know, sometimes that old Rolling Stones song, we don't always get what you want, but if you try sometime, you get what you need.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
And that's what spirit brings us sometimes. And it's just, and a lot of times we'll be frustrated with it, and then we go through life, and then later on down the road, we look back and go, oh my goodness.
Yes, thank God it happened.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. Let's take another caller and see what we got. Good morning. You're on the air. Who are we speaking to?
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi. This is Regina.
Well, good morning, Regina. Do you have a question this morning for us, or did you just want to chat about the subject matter? What can we do for you today?
I have a question. I want to see the next job opportunity may arise because I'm at a job right now, and I thought there would be something that I would like, but I feel like I made a mistake of leaving my other job for this one, and it's like now I'm ready for the next one. I thought this is the one I wanted to be in, but it's not.
Okay, so I had two things that are coming quickly to mind. The first one is there is something different, a new job for you just around the corner. The feeling is just very, very close to you, and probably something that you already thought about, like where to go to or something like that, but very, very close. And the other is when you said, I felt like I did a mistake. You know, just along the lines we were just talking with Angel right now, there are really no mistakes. So when you have some time, take some private time for yourself and try to see what's the gift in this job. What is here for me that maybe I would have not chosen on purpose, but what's the opportunity? And chances are that there is one big opportunity, but there are also smaller gifts attached to it. So the feeling is that there is something like a personality trait that you are allowed to experience and to bring forth through the job that you are now calling a mistake. You won't stay there long, that's my feeling, but you had to be there to be aware of something within yourself. And I have the feeling that it's really going to be important for you to discover this yourself. Trust yourself. When you take some time, some private time, and you go within, trust the first impressions, the first things that come up. That's going to be your answer. And trust has a big, is very important for you in this time in your life. Trust yourself.
Right.
Yes, that is very, very important. You can call upon Archangel Michael, and when you want to, to do choices or you need to make a decision, something important, align yourself to whatever you call the divine. It can be universe, God, however you call it. It really doesn't matter. You choose your preferred name or names. You take a few breaths in your heart, and then also call upon Archangel Michael that helps, that would help you hear the answer to the question or questions you're asking properly, correctly, and clearly. What Archangel Michael does, it can help you cut off the cords to fear. And it's really important in this time of your life that you learn to trust yourself more. And what's coming also is that self-respect is very important too. So another question you may want to ask yourself is, can I respect myself a little better? Are there areas in my life or situations or people where I would like to be respected more?
Wow.
Yes. So trust and self-respect are linked in this moment of your personal growth. They're very important. And you are supported by spirit.
Wow, that's a really powerful message.
Yeah.
Yes.
Very supported. Very, very supported. Yes.
Wow, that's a really powerful message. I hope that helps you. Was that what you needed to hear this morning?
Yes, it was. I just, I was just saying myself, I'm like, I thought this was something that I really wanted to do because of the place where I work is closer to home. I don't have to be in traffic, and I was like, perfect. But once I got in the job, I'm like, I don't think I made the right decision on that. That's how I felt. And it was like, and I left another job, and then I had a 2-week wait because of the Hurricane Irma, because I'm in Georgia. So I had to wait 2 more weeks. So, that put me in a financial crunch.
Yeah.
And it was just like, wow. And just, I'm trying to catch up, and it just seemed like I can't catch up. I'm trying.
You will catch up. Don't worry. You will not have problems with work. Just be open. And another thing, when you said this is close to home, I don't want to drive. Well, there are other opportunities. And also asking yourself, the right questions, such as, what can be as comfortable for me to go to? This really seems easy, very close to home, right? So, but that I can enjoy the environment, that I can enjoy the people, that I can enjoy what I'm doing.
Right. Exactly.
Awesome.
So powerful questions that will give you the possibility to open new doors, which are the doors you like.
Beautiful.
Exactly. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Have a wonderful morning. Thank you for calling in. And
good
luck
to you. Have a great
day. Okay, bye-bye.
Thank you.
My God, you touched on something really cool that I want to kind of circle back to when you were with the caller. That she was talking about how she thought this was the right opportunity because of these reasons over here, and now she's there, and now she feels uncomfortable because of these reasons over there. And
yes.
It feels like she manifested what she thought she wanted, and then she got there, and there were more things that she probably should have put on the table in her request, right? And that's what it sounds like you're saying. It's like, ask for everything you want, because the universe will give you everything you want.
Yes, and especially, believe that you can have what you want, because it sounded like this is close to home, and like maybe the next one is not going to be close to home. Who said that? Maybe yes. So we can, by using the right questions and inner talk, really, we can say, okay, these things were really good. What can I find that had all the beautiful traits of this job, like not being in traffic or, being close to home, etc., but that also can have a nice environment, enthusiastic people, or I don't know, I'm just making it up, right? But what you want to find in a job that you really want to to enjoy something that, you know, you wake up in the morning and you're like, yes, I'm going there this morning. I'm so happy, right?
Oh, my gosh. Yes, that place.
Yeah. But yeah, that's, yes, we love that, right? I mean, yoo-hoo.
Yeah. God, so we have permission, and this is something that I talk to people about myself. We do have permission to ask for absolutely everything that we want.
Yes.
We have permission to wish and to dream big, right? There's no rule in this game where you're not allowed to ask for cool things. You're only allowed to ask for small things, right?
Yes, I agree. Just one thing I want to point out is that I believe life is really smart, because we are allowed to ask for everything, and only our, you know, limiting beliefs can be the hindrance, really. However, what I really love about life is that if what you are asking is not going to be for your higher good and other people and all there is higher good, then you won't feel that good. You know, so that's what I really like. Like, you'll be happy as long as you won't harm yourself, anybody else, or the environment, the planet, the animals, whatever it is out there. If you do, then you'll pay the price. So it's not that there is a bad God, you know, that's revengeful. It's the law of karma. Like, if you plant a good seed, you will have something good. If you plant a bad seed, something bad will happen.
Oh, wow. So how does this method that you've created help people really get in touch with creating that in their lives? Because that is something that I know in the world I live in, I would like to be able to create that for absolutely everyone. I want everybody to be able to get what they truly want out of their lives.
Because it takes the resistance part away from you, and it clears all your negative beliefs, which, as I just said, are your hindrance, your only hindrance.
Wow. Really.
Plus,
cool.
And it really makes you believe in yourself. You know, it makes you believe, wow, like, I can. I really, really can, because this divine power within me is so beautiful, is so good, and it's always there for me. So why wouldn't I be happy? You really get to feel. You see, if you imagine God or the divine, whatever, is out there, and it can be even bad at times, you don't feel safe. You don't feel like, oh, maybe I don't deserve this good stuff happening to me. When instead you get to feel and experience every single moment you want to, that connection within yourself, and that is so loving, then you know, wow, it's okay for me to be wealthy, healthy, to have a wonderful network of people, because you feel like that love is just there to do that, love you the whole time. So there's nothing against you. That's the very powerful thing about the method, that you get to experience. There is nothing is against you. All of life is for you at every single moment in time. The question is just, are you willing to, you know, do the little work to get out, to cancel the resistance, to delete the fear?
Wow, that's really cool. That what you're saying is that it's like going up to a buffet. Life is a buffet, right? And it's all there.
Yes.
You can have anything you want. You can take anything you want and create whatever you want out of life. It's on you to make that creation happen. And that is a powerful statement. And I hope that people are getting that. We're on the air this morning with Anacharya Simonetti, very Italian.
yes.
Very Italian name. Makes me want to go and drink a nice glass of Italian wine, which doesn't take much to make me want to drink a nice glass of wine, just for the record.
you would love Tuscany then. I'm from Florence, and you would like that area then. Have great wine.
My goodness, I would. Let's go do that right now. You're on the air this morning. Who are we speaking to?
Hi, this is Mary.
Hi, Mary.
Good morning,
how are you?
Mary.
I'm doing well. I was just munching on something as you unmuted me, so I said, oh, my goodness, I better swallow quick.
Sorry about that.
Okay, no. I didn't know I was next in line, but I'm glad I am. Yeah, so I was just wondering if you would be able to let me know if I'm going to get a job at CCS. It's a fundraising consultancy firm. I have somebody who's going to be vouching for me, and if I don't get this job, then is there a better job out there that would be a good fit for me at this point in time?
What I'm picking up is there's some fear that you could not get this job. Is that appropriate? Is that correct?
Well, I mean, a little bit, because I was told that there is a 4% acceptance rate. So even though the person who is on the inside vouching for me, there's still a low acceptance rate. I may be qualified, but then there are other qualified candidates.
Well, what I suggest to you is, how do you address the divine? Do you call it God? Do you call it universe? How do you call it?
The universe.
The universe. Okay, so you can just repeat to yourself that the universe is on your side. And really, when you know that, you truly believe that, everything is possible. Every single thing. It doesn't matter if it's 4%, you know what? You can be in 4%. It doesn't matter. It's only the fearful mind that says to us, oh my God, the law is so rate, the law is so rate, the law is so rate. And then, you know, the universe has to mirror that back to you and say, well, you're out because the law was so rate, right? So you have been saying and believing that the law is so rate, the rate is so low, and that you might have been left out. Instead, what you want to do now is reverse the process, flip it. Every single time that you have that thought, yes, they only get 4%, but you know what? I'm so lucky. The universe is on my side, and I'm going to be in the 4%. How lucky I am. That 4% is just enough, because I just need one, right? It's just one job.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, and
can,
I feel that I deserve it.
Yeah, okay, that's fantastic. That's going to help you. Keep repeating it to yourself. You're going, I deserve it. I'm the best. I'm going to do really well. I'm going to serve all of life through this job. So you see, these are the kind of things that I don't believe they are in stone, so you can really change them. And by changing your attitude, they can really, really turn around to you, on your favor. So what I would do is just change your inner talk about this. And yes, 4%, beautiful, how lucky I am. I am in the 4%. I deserve this job. I'm going to be amazing for this job. So that's just a question of switching a little bit the attitude, and yes, doors will open for you. Don't get in your own way with those fearful thoughts.
Okay, yeah, because my friend told me that I would be an excellent fit.
Perfect. Perfect. You know, you can even imagine yourself being already there. That's very powerful too, because that's going to give your mind the command that, ooh, you're already there. You're working there. You know, it's gonna engage your imagination. So whenever you know something from within comes up, oh my God, the law is so great. Immediately, don't let that thought get momentum. Stop it and feel and know that the universe is on your side. And I tell you know it very well, because you are excited. You feel you deserve it. All these are signs that, yes, indeed, the universe wants you there. Now, you don't close the door. Open the door. Does it make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was really cool. That was awesome. I'm expecting to hear from you on the positive side of this particular question, and good luck to you.
Oh, thank you. Thanks so much.
Take care. You have a wonderful morning. Bye-bye.
Oh, you too.
Thanks for calling.
Thank you for calling. That was really cool. It's like listening to you talk her through this process is like listening to like an athlete before they step out onto the field, and their coaches talking to them, getting them pumped up and ready to go. And that's kind of what I'm hearing in your process, is like you are the positivity spiritual coach. You are like, let's break down all the negative stuff, and let's not talk about what's getting in the way. Let's talk about why you're going to make this happen in your life, this thing that you wish. Is that a fair assessment?
Yes, you know, that links to what we were saying, what I was saying at the beginning of the conversation, of the interview, you know, become your best friend. So change your self-talk to really, really make sure that you are on your side, because life is on your side. So when you partner with that life force and you're all aligned, then doors open, then miracles happen, then things like, oh my God, the rate is so low, it doesn't matter, it can be 1%, you'll be the 1%. That's
the
1%. Fantastic.
It's
right?
Like, good for you, because
yeah.
it's your
yeah.
It is your calling, it is what was being put
exactly.
here for you, it is your opportunity.
Yeah, yeah. Really, the only thing that can hinder is our own fear. That's the only thing. And what I love about the befriend method, the other thing I want to share with the callers, is that you don't deny the negative emotions. You learn to feel them. You don't push against them. You don't hide them. You don't deny them, because then they would pervert into, addictions or bad behaviors, bad stuff. You don't want that. You want to open up, feel it, and then use the connection with your higher self. This is what the method teaches people. And then let it go. What I see it is a negative emotion is like a wave. We need to remind ourselves that we are the shore. We're not the wave. The wave is rolling over us, but it's not us. That is paramount to understand.
Wow. Can you repeat that? I want you to talk about that. You said that the wave, it's a wave.
Yes.
Is that what you're saying?
The emotion. Yes, the emotion is there to let us know whether we like something, we believe in something, we don't like. It just makes us feel how we perceive a person, an event, a thought, anything, right? It's a guidance we have. But that guidance is not us. We are the wave. We get through the befriend method, we are the shore. We get to know that we are life. We are this divine, beautiful, loving creature that is
wow.
Pure, mere, unconditional love and bubbling joy. Anything else that happens are waves that just roll over the shore.
Wow. Well, very well said. And if we're open to receiving that, and you stand there on
yes.
the shore...
What
came to me when you said that was a little kid playing at the beach and just sitting there making a castle in the sand and just openly allowing the water, right? Allowing the water to come up.
Yeah.
And just
you
accepting
see
it.
That's fantastic. And you know, that's exactly what kids do. Do you see? Maybe they get so mad 2 seconds. They cry the hell out and then boom.
Yeah.
It's nice. 2 seconds after, like, yoo-hoo, everything is
yoo-hoo,
good.
Yeah,
did
exactly.
anything happen? No, I didn't even realize that. They know
yeah.
they are the shore. That was a wave, right? The wave passed.
Exactly.
Fantastic. I'm happy again.
Yes, the wave is gone, and now I just filled another castle.
Yeah. Instead, you know, in time, what we do, like, oh, my God, I'm that wave. Oh, my goodness. And then we freak out.
Yes, and that's the way. That's the way of life. That is so,
yes.
so it's like we're so innocent and accepting when we're children. What is it
yeah.
that happens when we grow up that make it so so
yeah.
different? You know, and children have no fear.
Exactly.
And then
that's
we
how
grow
beautiful.
Up. Yeah, we grow up and our lives are filled with fear.
We can undo that. That's a great news. That's a great news I'm here to bring people. We can undo that, and we can bring forth that joy, that receptivity, that openness, you know, that innocence again. Because it's already in us. It's not that we
wow.
have to find it. It is... you know, or build it up again. No, it's who we are. We just have to take, to dust off the few layers of fear that unwittingly, you know, we allow to cover up.
Wow. I'm going to take another call
shyness.
Here as we get close to the end of the show here. This has been such a great show. Thank you for holding. You're on the air with Angel and Anna Teria. This is, who are we talking to? Hello? Can you hear us?
Yes.
Are you there?
Are you there?
Okay, maybe not. We will go on to the next caller. Good morning. Thank you for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, can you hear me?
can hardly hear you. You're going to need to get your volume up or the phone closer to your mouthpiece.
All right.
There
Is
you go.
Is that better?
Yes. Morning.
What's going on? How y'all doing today?
Doing really great. We don't have a lot of time, so I want to give you an opportunity. Do you have a question this morning, or did you want to talk about the content of the show?
I did have a question. I guess it has to do with fears and everything like that. I just ended a relationship. Part of me feels like I did the right thing. The other part of me is fearful that I did the wrong thing. So, you know, I know I walked away from her. She's a great woman, very loving. A lot of my jealousy is what came up and is what really ruined the relationship. And so I just wanted to see what you gathered and maybe any suggestions on what I should do.
I actually pick up a lot of joy around you, so probably the fear is is more, you know, it's always unpleasant when we finish a relationship, even if we end it in a friendly way, but, you know, there's always something that feels like it's dying, so it saddens us. But I pick up a lot of joy, and I would just be open for the next little while. Just take your time. My feeling, I see lots of gifts coming your way, and especially gifts of awareness. And you said jealousy was getting in the way. What's coming up is that by this closure, you are going to be able to see something about yourself that will enable you to go to the next level. You will learn, you will see yourself. You're really growing a lot. Like, I feel like your soul is expanding in this moment. This can lead you to feel of, you know, feeling disoriented or a little bit confused. This is normal. Don't get caught up in that. Just know that's part of this process. But I do feel a lot of joy around you.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Really, really great. So connect to the joy. It sounds like she's saying connect to the joy.
Yeah, stay on the joy side. Yes.
And then just move forward. But I hope that's helpful. Reach out to her if you need to. Grab her website by copying and pasting her name right there, because that's your website. Just your name is your website, which
yes.
is really easy.
Very easy. AnnaChiaraSimonetti.com. Really easy.
But thank you.
I
thank you
even
for
try
calling.
To spell it. Thank you, Nicole. Yes.
So as we close off the call, this has been such a great show. I really enjoy, you know, your message. I want to give you an opportunity
Thank
to
you.
Kind of put a call to action for people. What is it that you really want for people to do in the space that we're in this society, in our culture, and what we got going on? What is it that you want people to do in the next 2 minutes in your message?
To get their power back, because we are culturally very disempowered. We are raised believing that the power is always outside. We always need to look for power, authority, answer everything outside of ourselves. And this is very easy, a very easy way to disempower the mass. But the solution is the opposite, is get back to you, to really who we truly are, which is pure unconditional love, and from there, all power, good power, because it comes from unconditional love, can only be good, comes from. So this is my mission,
that's your,
really.
That's your mission.
Yeah,
that's
to help people get empowered again, yes.
And as powerful beings of positive light, think of the work that we could do in the community, and think how much easier life would be for everyone if we all walked in that space.
Exactly.
Isn't that a world that you would want to live in? Because that sure as heck sounds like a world I would want to live in.
Yeah, because when you know that your essence is love, then you're going to go all in a different way towards others, because you're going to know, okay, their essence is love too. It's not that I'm the only one. No, we're all the same, right? So your view on the world is going to change a lot.
Beautiful. I want to thank you so much for coming on the air. As always, you have a really great show. Time flies by really fast. I'm looking at the clock and the timer is saying that we're almost done. I want to give you an opportunity one more time, give out your contact information so people can reach out to you and really connect with you on this befriend method process, or even if they just
yes.
want a reading.
For sure, absolutely. So thank you so much for having me. And yes, listeners can absolutely go to my website, AnnaChiaraSimonetti.com. Obviously, it's easier to copy and paste the name, as we said. And I also want to share with your listener, Angels, a special, and who wants to purchase my course, just say that you listen to the interview for the next 7 days, I'm going to give you a 25% discount
Ooh,
on the befriend method. Yes, that's huge.
Ooh, look at that.
I know. And that's not the only thing. Who wants to book a reading with me in the next 5 days? If it's an hour reading, you'll get for free a wonderful, wonderful process. It's a guided initiation, not a meditation. It's called the Initiation to the Heart's Secret Chamber. And it's a wonderful, wonderful journey that helps you clear up the channel of communication with your higher self. That's very, very special. And so when you book 1 hour with me, you'll get that for free.
Well, thank you so much. We're going to post that on our Facebook page as well for everyone, and take
Wonderful.
Time to connect to her. She's got some wonderful energy and some wonderful offerings. God bless you. Thank you so much for coming, and have a fantastic day. And thank you for everyone for tuning in.
Thank
Bye-bye,
you,
everybody.
And thank you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Welcome to New Age Guild Radio.